Coming up here on KNKX is a story from our weekly show Sound Effect. Every week, there's a theme, and this one comes from an episode called The Beat Goes On. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer can tell you more.
Do you have a song, like a go-to song for yourself?
Well, I know some people really like when I sing Hey Big Spender.
Well, I'm Gabriel Spitzer. You're listening to Sound Effect on 88.5, and I'm sitting here with Karen Sakata at Busch Garden Karaoke Bar here in the Chinatown International District. How long have you been working here?
This was my first paycheck kind of job, working here as a bus girl in the restaurant.
What era are we talking about there?
Oh, we're talking in the late 60s.
So this has been part of your life for like half of a century.
Oh, yeah.
And what is its role in the Northwest karaoke scene and history?
Well, Busch Garden was the first place to have American karaoke. We had karaoke, Japanese karaoke, you know, when back in the day when there was 8-track tapes. So, you know, it's been karaoke for a long time, but we started the American karaoke here.
And it has to be one of the first in the country to do that, right?
I think it's one of the first in the country, if it's not the first. I know it's in Washington State for sure.
Can you think of a particularly memorable performance you've seen in here?
I forget how many years ago West Side Story was performing at Fifth Avenue Theater, and a lot of the performers came down, and they, you know, it was a slow night. And they came down and they started doing their dance moves and everything as they were dancing and singing to the music. So you just don't know.
So what is the future of Busch Garden?
We already know that the building's been bought and the intention is to develop in this space.
And what would be lost if this place goes away?
You're going to make me cry. I go back and forth with thinking about change is inevitable and things happen. And there's a part of me that wants to fight about whether it should go away or some way to preserve the community. Because back in the day, before all the big hotels downtown, they had weddings here, funerals here, fundraisers. All that stuff happened here in community. So just that history alone. And when I see all the change in Seattle, this Chinatown International District is smack in the middle of all that. It's not just about money. It's about relationships. It's about humanity. It's about culture. And I think if Seattle lost that piece of it, that we would be, I don't know, erasing a part of ourselves that would be a sad thing to lose.
Well, the theme of our show today is The Beat Goes On. We're going to be telling stories of how music has had lasting impacts on people and communities. Everything from a very unusual band in Bellingham to a piano dropping out of the sky.
Wow.
So tons of that coming up right here on Sound Effects, so don't go away. So Karen, I might regret this, but is it possible for me to hop on the mic and sing a song?
Oh, we'd love to have you sing a song. Yes, of course. We got all kinds to set the world right. Yeah. Find the truth, but don't ask no questions.
All right, let's get out of here.